Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. And I'll just say this. I saw a great documentary a couple years ago called No Kidding Me Too. And I left thinking this is an important. It was fun. It was a lot of things, but it was important, and it had to do with the stigma attached to mental illness. And it's everyone's got to see it. There's no question about it. It's not even up for discussion. Everyone has to see it because we all have to deal with it. But Danny and Joe Pantoliano are just absolutely wonderful. They're doing a podcast that's terrific. Joe, of course, the Emmy Award-winning actor, and his daughter, Danny, is this is a must-listen to, guys. And the name of the podcast is the same thing. No Kidding Me Too. A must-listen, guys. Joe and Danny, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing great. And Danny, let me start with you. Just give us a rundown, real quick rundown of the podcast. It's terrific what you're doing.
Thank you. So, yeah, in the podcast, this is me and my dad talking to different celebrities and professionals in, you know, the athletic fields, political fields, mental health fields, and we're just talking about, you know, our guests, their careers, and also their emotional dis-easinesses, as we like to say. And we just have conversations that are very approachable, accessible, and relatable. We talk about our emotions in a way that our listeners can say, you know, no kidding, me too, and can start their own emotional journey.
Yeah, well, Joe, let me turn to you. I was having this conversation with a friend a while ago. I don't know many people who aren't suffering from either anxiety and or depression or both, and if not that, then something else. I mean, this is something that we shouldn't have a stigma on, but somehow we still there still is. Give me your thought on that, and give me another quick rundown of the podcast.
Well, it's a human experience. Back when they discovered public relations and propaganda, a way to make money, they came up with the idea that we can get anybody to do what they want to do, you know. And so they started demonizing any type of emotional discomfort. And can, you know, you if you bought a Chevy, saw the USA and a Chevrolet, you'd be better, you'd feel better. The same thing with going to college and getting the best education money could buy, then you get married and you have kids, and then you're going to be happy. And this whole idea about being happy was a con. Who says that you're supposed to be happy all the time? You know, I've never been. And I thought there was something wrong with me. And so when I hit the wall and came to understand through the help of doctors who specialized in this, because had it been my ankle, I would have tried to fix it myself. I would go to the clinic and have it x-rayed, and then they'd be able to tell me what needed to be done to be able to walk again. So the idea that we are all going through this, and that's why we call it, you know, a mood disease, emotional disease. It's temporary. And then finding new ways, in my case, finding ways to treat my disease in a healthy, energetic way, to have a sense of humor about it. You know, that began when I came to realize that it wasn't just me. That's why I started making that documentary. Is because I identified with the people I was talking to, and I thought their stories could help so many people find relief in what, for all of us, as it turns out in my research, is unresolved adolescent trauma.
Terrific. And again, great film. Danny, let me turn to you for a second. I have kids your age. I'm the next generation. I'm there with your dad. But somehow I think that you guys get it more so than people our age. And again, I'm not putting down people my age, but I think you guys are a little more enlightened. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think it's just because we're finally realizing that the things that you guys had to unfortunately grow up with are just not okay and acceptable. And we're changing the rules. And we're talking more about our feelings. And you guys, I mean, I think my dad's generation maybe started it a little bit, or at least I think that, because my dad, to me, started it a little bit, you know, talking about his emotions and his feelings. And I think we're just more inclined to do so, which is really great.
Yeah. Well, listen, no, I agree. My kids get it. I think they're a little more open-minded towards everything and just in general. Joe, the stigma that you talk about, and I think so, yeah, you nailed it. You know, in the documentary, you just absolutely nailed it. I think you hit the perfect, you know, range with it. Not too heavy, not too light, but important, again, to me. And I've said this even before I knew you were doing the podcast and everything else. How much of a stigma is left at this point? It's still there, but it's nothing close to what it was when we were kids.
You know, there are those of us that have come to understand that we have troubles in our life, and they're human. And then there are those of us that are in denial and think that there's nothing wrong, and they're waiting for the second shoe to fall. But we are a culture of disease. We are a culture of shame. Stigma is just a fancy bow that they put on shame and discrimination, and as a culture, we discriminate against, we shame others, we blame others for whatever diseasiness is going on inside of us, and then we refuse to look and examine our own history. You know, like Jesus said, this, you know, yesterday was Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
he said, you know, for those who haven't sinned, cast the first stone. To sin is an archer's term. When you sin, you've missed the mark. You've sinned off the mark. You're 3 or 4 inches away or 1 inch away. So you recalibrate the next time you fling that arrow. And so that's what we're trying to encourage people to do, is through conversation, open, honest, empathetic, humorous conversations with people that they admire, to show them that it's cool to talk about it. They're quite open, so why shouldn't I be?
Danny, let me close with you. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. First of all, congratulations to both of you on the podcast. It's terrific, great subject, and important conversation. Can you give us a website, a social media site where people can follow along with you, and, of course, the best place to get the podcast?
Yeah, so you can listen to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast. On Instagram, you can find us at No Kidding Me 2 Podcast. You can email me, Daniela, that's with 2 L's, at nkm2.com, and share your stories with us. And our website is coming soon.
Guys,
also you can go to the NoKiddingMeToo.org website for any research and points of view. And don't forget, Mental Health Awareness Month is coming up in May. That if anything that we've talked about feels familiar, reach out, ask for help.
Listen, guys, not only thanks for being here, but thanks for doing this. It's a great thing you're doing. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, everyone go to No Kidding Me 2 podcast. This is, it's important for so many people. And, you know, some people are in denial, but I guarantee you every one of us could benefit from talking about feelings. And, you know, I don't want to go too hippie on everyone, but Listen, let's face it. We're in a different generation now, and I think my kids' generations, and actually, that you know, I've got an 18-year-old, and we have a 28-year-old. So I mean, we have a little bit of a gap, and they might be different different generations themselves, but they get it. They get it much more than we do. As far as talking about it and forget it, early on, I'm 54, and if you talked about mental health or depression or anxiety when you were, when you were kids, you'd get made fun of. You know, even parents would cringe and everything else, and you know, going to therapy and all of that. It was so taboo to talk about and everything else. Yeah, I don't think we're there now. Check out his documentary. It's terrific. No Kidding Me Too. And if you don't know, Joe and his daughter, Danny, run the podcast. But Joe Pantoliano is you know, Ralph Cipriano from The Sopranos. He was in Midnight Run, Goonies, Matrix, Risky Business. You know, you name it. He's got a resume a mile long. I know I say that about a lot of people, but Joe Pantoliano, a tremendous, tremendous actor, Emmy Award winner. He won his Emmy, I think, for The Sopranos, but you've seen him in so many things. I just saw Midnight Run recently. He was great in that with De Niro and Charles Grodin, and you know, it's so many great actors in that. But anyway, he is a terrific actor. I'd love to talk to him longer about that, but right now it's about the podcast. Check it out. No Kidding Me Too is the name of their podcast, and it's light. It's not, you know, it's not too heavy, but people from the industry that they know, and people from the sports that you know, sports world and everywhere else, they come on and they talk about mental illness and they're trying to get rid of it. So not rid of mental illness, but rid of the stigma that comes along with mental illness. I think, yeah, we're going to have mental illness for a while, but I guess the first part about it is talking about it. And before you can do it, you've got to acknowledge it, and you've got to get away from this fear about talking about anxiety and depression and so forth. Anyway, Joe Pantoliano has been our very special guest with his daughter, Daniela Pantoliano, and the two of them do a wonderful job on the podcast, No Kidding Me Too. And once again, thrilled to have both of them here with us. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.